KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:07, we have mostly clear skies, 67 degrees in Atlantic. We look for partly cloudy skies today with isolated showers and thunderstorms. Later this afternoon, a high of 85. Good morning, I'm Rick Henson with KJAN News, brought to you by Masker Plumbing and Heating in downtown Atlantic. Give them a call at 243-2260 for all of your plumbing, heating, and cooling needs. Atlantic Mayor Dave Jones is warning motorists here in town not to try and travel on 22nd Street due to the dangers resulting from construction currently taking place in the area. Jones issued his warning and plea during Wednesday evening's city council meeting.
Please, people, please listen to this. That is a closed street for through traffic. If you're going down that road and you get in a wreck, chances are you don't have any insurance on yourself. So just think about that. You're flying down that road doing 60 mile an hour near the drop-off. Be safe and be smart. Big drop-off. So, I know it's an inconvenience right now, but when it gets done, it's going to be nice, but please be careful out there.
I'll have more news in just a moment. News time is 7:08.
Hey, Marge, come on in.
Wow, Martha, it feels like a sauna in here. You know it's 90 degrees outside. And that noise, why don't you have your air conditioner on?
I would, but mine is old, and it finally broke down on me, so I'm running all my fans trying to stay cool.
Well, hurry up and call Masker Plumbing and Heating in Atlantic. It's supposed to be even hotter the next few days. They can fix this one or suggest a new high-efficiency AC unit or heat pump that's way better than your old one.
You're right, and you always know the best companies to use, so I'll call Masker Plumbing and Heating later today.
No, let's call them now. 243-2260. That's Masker Plumbing and Heating in Atlantic, 243-2260.
Call Masker Plumbing and Heating to set up your AC inspection today for all of your plumbing, heating, cooling, backhoe service, and septic tank needs. Masker Plumbing and Heating at 209 Walnut Street. Give them a call at 712-243-2260. From saving you money to cleaning up your poo, Masker Plumbing and Heating is there for you. Elsewhere in local news, the Atlantic City Council Wednesday evening tabled action on one of the matters placed before them and agreed to place another item on the agenda for a future meeting. The council tabled a resolution granting a sewer line easement to Andrew J. Knuth. Knuth had offered to pay the city $50 for a 10-foot sewer easement on the north side of the city lot, which abuts his law office at 3rd and Walnut Streets, to install a PVC pipe. But some members of the council thought that was not enough money, would create problems for future possible owners of the four vacant adjacent lots, and it would benefit Knuth more than the city. Councilpersons Sean Schaus, Steve Lavengood, and Kathy Summers expressed concerns about the placement of the sewer line under a potential future building. City Attorney Dave Wiederstein said the terms of the easement state the sewer line must be placed so that a building cannot be placed on top of it, but if a change is needed in later years, that can be accommodated. Knuth said the line would be placed as close to his building as possible. Now, the city paid $200,000 to have an old hotel on the lot torn down in hopes of selling the property to future businesses. Councilman Sean Schaus raised the issue of compensation for the easement and how such an easement would affect the value of the property.
In my mind, I believe we're actually reducing the value of the empty lot rather than increasing it by attaching an easement to it 10 feet wide. You have repeatedly said you can put the sewer line right next to the lot line. You don't need 10 feet. But as is always the case, the devil's in the details. And the details say a 10-foot easement. And if I were a contractor and you asked me to put a sewer line through a 10-foot easement, I'd go right down the middle of it because that's a lot easier than trying to dig right next to a building foundation. So as it sits, we're asking future owner of that lot to own to have your sewer line under it, and it just doesn't seem like a good idea to me to hamstring an empty property with an easement like that.
Councilperson Summers asked if Knuth would be interested in buying an adjacent lot. He said he would, but it would only be to install private parking for his business. But that would also serve to increase the amount of street parking spaces available for restaurants in the area, especially during the lunch hour, and it would provide the city with some much-needed property tax income. Attorney Dave Wiederstein will draw up an agreement with Knuth for a fair price on the lot, which will be presented to the council for its approval during their meeting on September 7th. The council last night also voted to place on their next agenda a request to accept $1,000 compensation from Atlantic resident Ed Lystad, who said he purchased a lot at 706 Walnut Street under the assumption it was 100 feet when it was actually only 50 feet. Lystad said he can't do anything with a 50-foot lot and offered the money to terminate the purchase agreement. He had originally paid the city $5,000 for the property. After much discussion, the council agreed it would be in the best interest of everyone involved to accept the proposal, and they will include it in a resolution at their next meeting. But Councilman Sean Chouse warned in the future persons bidding on city property should do their research beforehand so mistakes aren't made that would cost the city lost revenue.
I want to come off as trying to hold somebody's feet to the fire when they make a mistake, but I do have to right up front say it took me maybe 90 seconds today to figure out exactly what the size of that lot was by going on the assessor's website. If I were going to bid on a lot, I think that's due diligence. I don't think there's any excuse, really, for thinking, assuming a lot was one size and bidding on it. There's not much justification here, and the issue at hand on making money is we'll recover our cost of advertising it, but we're letting a $5,000 check go to take a $1,000 check. It's a $4,000 loss to us allow this. And that's not even the issue in my mind. The issue in my mind is that it says to potential bidders in the future, go ahead and put in a high bid. If you find out later that your bid was way too high and nobody else was even close to your bid, you can always ask to have it terminated. The city's not going to hold you to your bid if you can convince them that, I just didn't do enough homework.
And the Messina City Council is set to meet this evening during a special session. During that meeting, which begins at 6 p.m., the council will discuss and possibly act on making a payment to the local Red Sox baseball team to assist with field repairs on the city ball field. The council will also discuss nuisance properties and receive Mayor Mike Cormack's report before they adjourn for the evening. News time is 7:13.
Hey, Marge, come on in.
Wow, Martha, it feels like a sauna in here. You know it's 90 degrees outside. And that noise, why don't you have your air conditioner on?
I would, but mine is old, and it finally broke down on me, so I'm running all my fans, trying to stay cool.
Well, hurry up and call Masker Plumbing and Heating in Atlantic. It's supposed to be even hotter the next few days. They can fix this one or suggest a new high-efficiency AC unit or heat pump that's way better than your old one.
You're right, and you always know the best companies to use, so I'll call Masker Plumbing and Heating later today.
No, let's call them now. 243-2260. That's Masker Plumbing and Heating in Atlantic, 243-2260.
Call Masker Plumbing and Heating to set up your AC inspection today for all of your plumbing, heating, cooling, backhoe service, and septic tank needs. Masker Plumbing and Heating at 209 Walnut Street. Give them a call at 712-243-2260. From saving you money to cleaning up your poo, Masker Plumbing and Heating is there for you. In our funeral announcements, 85-year-old Evelyn Dolores Sparger of Anita died Monday. Funeral services for Evelyn Sparger will be this morning at 11 o'clock at the Anita United Methodist Church. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Anita has arrangements. 51-year-old Alan Brown of Cumberland died Monday. Funeral services for Alan Brown will be tomorrow at 10:30 at the Cumberland Community Center. Roland Funeral Home of Atlantic has arrangements. 84-year-old Keith William Blankenship of Harlan died Monday. Funeral services for Keith Blankenship will be held tomorrow at 11 o'clock at the Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. 78-year-old August Gus Eckerman of Harlan died Tuesday. A massive Christian burial service for Gus Eckerman will be on Friday at 11 o'clock at St. Michael's Catholic Church in Harlan. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. 67-year-old Gail Monk of Oakland and formerly of Shenandoah died Tuesday. A celebration of life memorial service for Gail Monk will be held Saturday at 10 a.m. at the Hackett Livingston Funeral Home in Shenandoah. And 84-year-old Claire Schuler, Jr. of Rural Atlantic died Tuesday. Funeral services for Claire Schuler, Jr. will be Saturday at 10:30 at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Our news was brought to you this morning by Masker Plumbing and Heating in downtown Atlantic. Give them a call at 243-2260 for all of your plumbing, heating, and cooling needs. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.